out and about in Western agriculture. The term potential to discharge is causing concern for some growers when it comes to reporting operations to area coalitions. Local water coalitions mailed forms to growers in parts of the state to survey what landowners are doing in the field. San Joaquin County Resource Conservation Coalition Program Manager Mike Wackman says one term has made for several inquiries.
Potential to discharge, that is actually a phrase that the Regional Water Quality Control Board uses, and it's what it is. It's you have the potential to discharge into a waterway of the state. And that waterway of the state is pretty much any water body, you know, stream, ephemeral stream, anything that is going to carry water at any point in time in the year. So if you have the potential to have stuff that comes off your property, whether it's sediment, whether it's water that has some pesticides in it, whether it's nitrogen or something like that, you have the potential to discharge into that stream. Now, when it comes to groundwater, the Regional Water Quality Control Board's definition of potential to discharge is if you are irrigating a crop on a soil, you have the potential to discharge to that groundwater underneath. So pretty much anybody that is irrigating has the potential to discharge something into the groundwater. And when you're irrigating, you're carrying other materials down into the groundwater, and that's what they're really looking at.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.